From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Arcata Fire District dispatched to an ATV accident in Manila after getting a 911 call for a single patient with major injuries. CAL FIRE Copter 102, the Samoa Fire District, and City Ambulance of Eureka dispatched to the scene. A rescue team made access to the patient using a 4x4, with Copter 102 arriving by air. Both resources coordinated patient care and set up a secondary landing zone so a paramedic could be picked up. Once the patient was located, Copter 102 lifted off and landed at the Manila Community Center to pick up that paramedic. The paramedic briefed by firefighters and then began advanced life support as the helicopter lifted off and transported that patient to St. Joseph Hospital. The Karuk and Yurok Tribes Klamath River Rural Broadband Initiative recently received an additional $10 million from the California Public Utilities Commission's Advanced Services Fund to install more than 100 miles of fiber optic cable in one of the most technologically and economically disadvantaged parts of the state. When it's complete, the Klamath River Rural Broadband Initiative will provide high-speed internet to nearly 670 tribal and non-tribal households, in addition to about 170 non-residential entities, including multiple healthcare clinics, public schools, and tribal offices. It'll serve a wide variety of tribally owned and private businesses and support economic growth in the process. The fiber optic line will improve communications capabilities of local law enforcement as well. Well, Humboldt County's COVID-19 case count stands at 228, 7 additional cases reported yesterday. Travel in and out of the county and gatherings of friends and family continue to be major drivers of new infections, according to the Humboldt County Health Office. Says Dr. Teresa Frankovich, many of the places local residents are traveling to or having visitors come from are experiencing much higher rates of COVID-19 infections, making interacting with someone who's ill with COVID more likely. Fortuna Union School District this week voting to hold in-person classes at a five-hour-long meeting that had as many as 175 people tuning in. Lost Coast Outpost reporting trustees Charles Ellibrecht, Seth McGrath, and Carla Diaz voted in favor of holding in-person classes. Trustees Anita Gage and Gina McClendon voted against it. Well, fire crews took command of the Red Salmon Complex fire at about 6 last night. The complex, consisting of both the salmon fire burning in the Trinity River Management Unit and the red fire, which is burning in the Six Rivers National Forest. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.